My heart has been done a great joy at welcoming you all to the celebration of the Eucharist on Christmas Day, and to all those who have joined us, even those joining us by this medium of live stream. On behalf of one another, I know I can, and on behalf of the entire parish community, on behalf even of the Lord Jesus, whom I represent in virtue of my ordained priesthood, we extend to one another and to all our sincerest greetings and our deep prayers for you, that this Christmas Day and throughout the new year of 2021 will be filled for you and for your families and loved ones, filled with many graces and blessings of God's mercy, of God's peace, of the good news of God's love. I am reminded, and I have been singing in my mind a lot these past days, that wonderful song from the play Mame. It's so true right now, isn't it? 'Cause we need a little Christmas, just a little Christmas right now. But if we consider it, Christmas has been with us every day over the course of this pandemic, every day over the course of the past year, every day over the course of our lives and of the history of salvation since Christ was born that first Christmas day in Bethlehem of Judea. All we need to do is welcome him anew, each morning, each day, and in all of our relationships, and Christmas can be born again for us. I want to extend those greetings in a particular way to those who may have lost loved ones over the course of this past year since we last gathered for Christmas. It has been a very difficult year for many people who have become sick and ill, perhaps have suffered death or are dying from the COVID-19 virus and in this pandemic. But others have died too of other causes, and those who are dear to us are missed so very, very much this Christmas time. And not only those who have died the past 12 months, but all of our loved ones whom we have come to love on earth and whom we commend to the Lord Jesus in heaven. Know that you, if you are grieving in a special way, are in our prayers on this feast day of the birth of life in Jesus Christ. My prayer these past days, for some reason, struck me with the song of the little drummer boy. In the little drummer boy, the little boy sings, "What shall I bring to him, my king? I know," and then he plays him a tune on his drum. What shall I bring to the king? That's all I know how to do, is to play a tune on my drum. That particular lyric then began for me to lead to this thought. What did Mary give to Jesus on his birthday? You who are mothers, I don't know, do you give gifts to your babies when they are born? Of course, you've given them life, and that's an extraordinary gift. But we'll consider one thing. Mary did not give Jesus life. Jesus was the pre-existent, eternal, and immortal Son of God. Jesus was alive before he was conceived as human in Mary's womb. So Mary did not give Jesus life. What then did Mary give to Jesus? If you brought your Bibles, open them up. I'm going to ask us to focus particularly on one reality that is repeated three times in the passage which we have just heard proclaimed. Remember, I've said on so many occasions, if something is important, it's repeated. If it's really important, it's repeated three or four or five times in the Gospels and in the Scriptures. And in this particular passage, something is called to our attention three times. First of all, looking through the passage, it occurs when the angels appear to the shepherds. And what do the angels say will be a sign to them that the Savior has been born in Bethlehem? They say to him that you shall find the child lying in a manger. And then secondly, a bit later on, when we are told that Mary gave birth to her child, we are told that she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And then finally, when the shepherds show up in Bethlehem to see that this has all been proclaimed, that is true, what do they see? They see the infant lying in the manger. So we really do need to understand what this manger is all about. And in doing so, we'll understand what Mary gave to Jesus and what Jesus gives to us. The two things that Mary gave to Jesus are swaddling clothes and lying him in a manger. Now, I used to think that swaddling infants was passé, something people did in the Victorian days. But a lot of mothers have corrected me. I used to think that swaddling in an infant was cruel because I want and thought that the infant should desire to just go free, having been closed up and like this in his mother's womb, her mother's womb for 9 months. But mothers tell me that that's precisely why swaddling a baby is so important, because the baby has been like this for 9 months. So when it comes forth into our world from its mother's womb, the baby is scared. The baby is cold. The baby is in an entirely new environment about which it has no experience. So it reverts back to what it was. And swaddling the baby then offers the baby security and warmth and comfort against its fears. So on one hand, we can presume that that's obviously what Mary was about. She had a newborn baby and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. But there's a real new symbolism to this swaddling clothes that occurs in the Gospel of Luke and will occur at the end of the Gospel of Luke on the day that Jesus dies. So we need to connect those two. On the day that Jesus is born, his mother wraps him in swaddling clothes. And on the day that Jesus dies, Joseph of Arimathea wraps him in a burial shroud of linen. So there's the first thing you can begin to understand when we now turn our attention to the manger in which the child is laid. That the child is wrapped in swaddling clothes as a prophecy to what he will be wrapped in from the day of his birth and on the day of his death. But then Mary placed the baby in a manger. Now, I'm going to burst a lot of bubbles here, because most of us have a mistaken conception of what a manger is. And we can thank St. Francis of Assisi for that, who was the first person to put a Christmas crib set together, if you will, although he used live animals and people and a baby, and the poor gathered around it to adore and worship the Lord. A manger, we have this popular conception, is a wooden food trough filled with hay or other grain out of which animals would eat. But that was not what a manger was in Jesus' time. In Jesus' time, for example, they did not have barns or stables. Only rich people had barns or stables, and that only for horses. Other animals were left out for the most part. And in any case, it was not affordable to have a separate place for the animals because they were susceptible to thievery. But they also provided an important winter service to their owners. In Jesus' day, the poor had simple one-roomed hovels. And those hovels were obviously made of hard-packed dirt flooring. Usually those hovels might have two levels to them, to the one room. And the one lower level was where the animals at night would be gathered so that they could be secured and safe, but also so that they could help provide warmth to the poor family who occupied the hovel. Now, most of these hovels had a certain corner. It's one big room, but a certain corner where a blanket might be draped, which would provide a place for privacy for guests and visitors. So when St. Luke tells us in the original Greek, regrettably the English translation I proclaimed is pretty bad, When in the original Greek, St. Luke tells us that Mary placed Jesus in a manger because there was no room for them in the Greek where the travelers lodged, not in an inn. They didn't have inns like we do. They didn't have motels or hotels or other places where people would gather in various bedrooms. No, those didn't come about until, in some sense, indoor plumbing was founded. No, a certain simple corner was set for the guests to have some privacy. And in the particular place where Mary and Joseph were, there was apparently another guest already there, because everyone was in Bethlehem to register for the census. And it doesn't say that Mary and Joseph arrived on the day she had her baby. They might have been there for 2 or 3 months at that. And so when it says that Mary gave birth to her baby and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the place where the travelers, the guests, lodge, what Mary was about then was placing Jesus in a hole in the dirt floor. Two holes would have been carved out of the floor at the lip of that edge between the lower and higher levels, so that the animals at night could have water in the one hole and straw or grain for feeding at night in the other hole. So that when Mary places this child in a manger, she places him in a hole in the soil of the earth. And that will get repeated again at the end of Luke's gospel, when we are told that after Joseph wrapped Jesus in a linen cloth, a shroud, they placed him in the rock of the earth that had been hewn out as a tomb. So you see, the birth of Jesus is already telling us of the death and resurrection of Jesus. So here we can conclude and answer that first question: what did Mary give to Jesus? Of course, Mary gave to Jesus his humanity. And giving to Jesus his humanity, Mary gave to Jesus death. Now, that seems morbid on Christmas to celebrate the birth of a baby, but we are celebrating the birth of our salvation that is this baby. And our salvation is found in what will happen to this baby 33 years after the day in which he was born. And St. Luke and the angels want us to know that. This baby, who is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Son of God, Messiah, Redeemer, Savior, will be all of that because he will die for you. He accepts your humanity so deeply that he accepts even the consequence of Adam and Eve's sin, which is death. Thus it would be that St. Peter could say that the Lord Jesus, upon his death, descended into hell. We do believe that. It's part and essence of our faith. He had to descend to hell in order to find us. He had to descend into hell in order to find Adam and Eve. He had to descend into hell, which was the consequence of death, in order to bring that consequence to a new beginning, life. So what Mary gave to Jesus, we could say, is this. Mary gave to Jesus us. We are Mary's gift to her infant son. We, all of us, and each of us, and everyone that has ever been, and all who will be yet to be born, in some way, Mary, in giving Jesus his humanity, gave us all to Jesus. And Jesus took that, lived for us, lived with us, lived because of us for 33 years until he died. But that was necessary so that we who had been dead for millennia could finally be born anew in that baby. So what Mary gave to us is divinity. That's the opening prayer that I prayed, which is part of the prayer that we say when we say the rosary. That we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known to an angel, might come to share his divinity. Brothers and sisters, do not minimize the meaning of that scriptural revelation. That God became man so that man could become God. God wants to make us divine. And what does divinity mean? That we will never die, that we will know all things, that we will be all powerful in the Trinity, in the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And that's why then, if we want to be God when we die, then we try to live as God asks us when we are here, born of this earth, born of the church and baptism, born of one another in family life, born of the Father. It's an extraordinary revelation. So much so that it is repeated 3 times, that Jesus was placed swaddled in a hole in the earth, as if prophesying that he would be shrouded in death, but to rise from the tomb of the earth to new life. We come together on Christmas Day, and our hearts are filled with joy that we're able to, after so many months of social distancing, and yet not everyone is able to come together for various reasons of health and safety. But I ask you, and I pray that we will be able, in prayer for this, to come together at the end of the story at Easter time, when what happens today is fulfilled. When our salvation is wrought in the death and resurrection of Jesus, when we are made divine because of his rising to new life. In the meantime, this is a wonderful thing to consider, that Christ was born in a manger, but that Christmas therefore can be every day of our lives if we but welcome this Christ child as Mary did into our hearts, into our lives, and give birth to the Son of God into the world. God bless.